In the interest of full disclosure and transparency, Franklin Reeder makes no secret of his loyalties when it comes to the new occupant of the White House.
I am an unabashed partisan and supporter of this administration, so that should help you position my remarks.
Reeder made his remarks at a recent Freedom of Information Act conference sponsored by the American University's Washington School of Law and the Collaboration on Government Secrecy. He's just completed a stint as a top advisor to the White House transition team, focusing on the operations of the Office of Management and Budget and also the much-heralded Presidential Transparency and Open Government Memorandum. Listen to the excitement in Reeder's voice as he talks about the transition.
Having lived through I went back and did a count, 8 presidential transitions from one perspective or another. This was more a convergence than a collision. There was remarkable harmony. It was a stunning transition from several perspectives. And I think there are 4 worth thinking about. One is these are unusual times. We haven't had a transition in wartime, certainly since 1933, not one in the economic conditions that the Obama administration faces. Second, we have an extraordinarily well-prepared campaign. We were planning this transition from the immediately after the convention. We were ready to roll on November 5th. We were the stealth transition because, of course, in our form of government, candidates are supposed to pretend that they're not going to be elected, so they wake up on the 5th of November saying, oh, my gosh, what do I do now? Of course, you know that's not the case, and, in fact, these folks were very well prepared. Third, there was a level of excitement about what was happening, bipartisan. Some of my friends on the other side of the aisle said, we supported the other candidate, but we're excited about the possibilities here. So there's a sense of goodwill, a sense of excitement that I certainly haven't seen since 1960 or the 60-61. And finally, not enough has been written about this, extraordinary cooperation from the Bush administration. The former president went out on November 5th and said in the Rose Garden, I've instructed my folks to cooperate, and by gosh, they did. And we on the transition team had exceptional access to staff at every level.
Reeder has served at OMB in 2 stints that totaled more than 20 years between 1970 and 1995. He's been the Chief of Information Policy, Deputy Associate Director for Veterans Affairs and Personnel, and Assistant Director for General Management. Reeder was directly involved in White House efforts to pass the Privacy Act in 1974 and the Computer Security Act in 1987, and was Deputy Director of the IT Support Office in the House of Representatives for 3 years, before moving back to the White House to run the email system in the Clinton administration. Reeder gives the Bush administration qualified props for its use of technology.
The previous administration was the first one to publish statements of administration policy on its website. So it got the fact that you tell people what you're doing. Unfortunately, they did it always after the fact. That is, this is what we have decided to do, and then we fully disclose what it is. There were some small exceptions to that.
Reeder says the Obama administration is hoping to move beyond simply expanding access to government.
Moving not just from full and open access and transparency to civic engagement, actually engaging the polity, and I use that term advisedly, not citizens, not stakeholders, but the polity, everybody, in the process of the decisions. And you can see that, and let me give you some evidence of the basis for that, believing that this is more than just campaign rhetoric. One, look at then-Senator Obama's legislative agenda. One of his major accomplishments was the was openness legislation that resulted in spending.gov, letting the taxpayers know where their money went. Second, in his September 22nd speech, he laid out a rather ambitious agenda, including everything from inviting public comment on legislation that has been enrolled, that has been passed by both members of both houses of Congress before the president signs it. There's a very ambitious agenda. I would argue that participation, that civic engagement, that is getting beyond transparency, is in the president's DNA. This is not This is not an add-on. This is not a weld-on.
In recent weeks, the White House has come under muted criticism from those who wanted the new WhiteHouse.gov to more closely resemble Change.gov, the website that allowed an unprecedented degree of user interaction and clearly demonstrated the potential of Web 2.0. Reader told me that the critics need to demonstrate some patience.
The infrastructure in the White House is not at the level of the infrastructure that the campaign was being able to marshal. That said, the White House is dealing with a slightly more complicated problem than just getting a candidate elected. So that is challenge number one. Challenge number two, and we saw it with that little blip on the BlackBerry, is that the 18 acres, as we snobs on the inside refer to it, is subject to some other constraints and legitimate constraints and requirements, like a requirement to preserve records and other things that properly limit the ability to be as agile as one might want to be. So there was a great deal of focus, you know, as early as I can recall, on how you make WhiteHouse.gov enabled as Change.gov, and I promise you they're working really hard on that.
Reader says expect to see radical changes to WhiteHouse.gov within the next 6 to 9 months. Tracking the transition at the American University in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.